Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great Monday. Cyber Monday. It's also In the Trenches Monday. We go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
And Melanie, it's also another Panthers winning Monday.
Yay!
They just won't stop. They
That's
keep
right.
piling on the victories. The Panthers are now 9-3. They won 8 straight after starting 1-3, and they're spearheaded by Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. He threw for 263 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also had a Superman leap over the pile for another touchdown as the Panthers went 27-6 and have now won a franchise record 8 straight regular season wins. Cam Newton ran for 68 yards. Panthers offense doubled the Buccaneers' offensive production. Panthers defense leading the league in scoring defense, only giving up just under 14 points per game, came to the show as well. They forced 2 turnovers, sacked rookie quarterback Mike Glennon 5 times. Tampa Bay was on a 3-game winning streak as well. That is now finished. The Panthers have not lost since the loss to Arizona on October 6th. Confidence at an all-time high. And now the Panthers actually have a shot at a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs as they head into a showdown of showdowns and perhaps their biggest, most meaningful game ever with Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints come next Sunday at 8:30 on NBC. So the city should be buzzing for that tremendous matchup. The Bobcats, though, not so much winning going on over there at the cable box. They're looking for answers after they've lost 3 of their last 4, including a heartbreaker last night to the Miami Heat. Chris Bosh hit 3 late 3-pointers to get the victory, 99-98. And their week ahead includes a trip to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Tuesday before closing out. Light week of action this week for the Bobcats against the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday. College football, the national championship picture starting to come into view. As the season winds down and your winners over the weekend, the Duke Blue Devils capped a magical 10-win season, their first in school history, as they defeated North Carolina. And they will invade Charlotte this week for the ACC championship game to take on mighty number 1-ranked Florida State for their first ACC championship game in school history. South Carolina took down Clemson. And, hey, a little bit of national college football news. The Auburn Tigers in a miraculous win, 34-28 over the number 1-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Fantastic game.
Great
the last
game.
Play of the game, the finisher, was a return of a missed 57-yard field goal, 100 yards, actually about 105, but college football, they don't count the extra yards in the end zone. The seal of the game, probably the best regular season college football game I've ever seen, and maybe the best game I've ever seen, period. And closing things out, Monday Night Football, a great one tonight, fellas. I hope you got all your chores done. I hope you got everything done because you're going to want to be in the house. 8:30, the 9-2 New Orleans Saints, the 10-1 Seattle Seahawks, and Panthers fans will definitely be cheering for Russell Wilson, former NC State quarterback, and the Seahawks hoping to knock the Saints down and get the Panthers that much more of an opportunity to seize that number 2 seed in the NFC. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live. Melanie, that will seem like a lot of stuff.
It was good stuff, though. Thanks for the update, Wes. We'll check in with you at the end of the week. And if you didn't catch all of that, you can listen to the full recap on PraiseCharlotte.com. It's Melanie in the Middle on Praise.